That's Matt Mays and El Torpedo, and we have the great pleasure of welcoming Matt to the show. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine.
It's been a while since we spoke, but I hope all's well with you.
Yeah, things are great.
I keep going back to this, and maybe I shouldn't, but the first time we saw you here in Winnipeg, you were kind of this shy, awkward kid up at the West End. They're opening for Kathleen Edwards. You're kind of having a bad night, and you didn't seem quite sure of yourself yet. Now, we fast forward, okay, to Juno Fest, just a little while ago, where you're on the stage at the Pyramid Cabaret, and you are so in charge of that stage, I don't even know if you're the same guy. Are you, in fact, the same guy?
I feel the same as I did back then, yeah. It's just I've just played a lot of shows since then, so... It's, you know, basically went to the School of Rock.
Yeah. Is that sort of the key to what's brought about that change, is just playing a lot?
I think so. I think it's just, with playing a lot, you get confidence, and you sort of, you know, I never really had my own sound, and just after playing a lot, I kind of locked into something that I felt like was my own, and from there, I've just been trying to work on it and improve on it, you know.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it's got to help having the big kick-ass band behind you as opposed to playing by yourself.
Oh, indeed. That's definitely a nice thing to have, yeah.
The band has been out there working hard. You've been through Winnipeg, I think. This is your third trip in the past 6 months or so, and you've certainly been through before. Do you ever take time off, or are you guys just touring back and forth all the time, or what?
We're just always touring. We're touring in the UK a bit there for a while, and, you know, it's basically just we're always touring. Sometimes we'll take a couple weeks off, or maybe up to about a month, but usually we're recording if that's the case, so always on the go.
And why is that? Is that because you love doing that, or because you can strike while the iron is hot kind of thing, or like, why work so much?
Yeah, it's a combination of it all. You know, we really love touring. We have a great time, and it's always like, you know, just really, you know, really fun time basically, and you know, it feels like you're doing something. It feels like we're working at getting something. We kind of all have a lot of ambition, so we really want to get to where we're going. So we figure the only way to do that is just to play as much as we can. So.
And you guys are still getting along, I hope. You haven't killed each other yet. The drummer hasn't exploded.
Yeah, getting along like five peas in a pod.
Well, that's good to know. All right, so maybe they want to know the same thing I want to know. I heard you were doing a solo record now. What's the deal with that?
I'm just working on one right now. I have no plans to release it anytime soon. I just always want to do different kinds of records, and this one I've been working on for a couple years now. It's just sort of something that's an ongoing project, and it's just getting to the point where it's almost finished now. So
what is the difference between a Matt Mays record and an El Torpedo record then?
Oh, it's just not as rock and roll. It's just a little more experimental, you know. It's just a little different. So that's about it, you know. It's the Torpedo sort of more just straight ahead rock and roll, and just a different sound, you know.
Right. So, I mean, do you play a lot of new stuff in your set? Like, are these songs that you work out on the road, or are these songs that you work out in the hotel room? Or
yeah, just, you know, someone home, I write a lot, and then the road, just, you know, I go through quite a few phases. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But yeah, and we usually play them a lot at soundcheck, and we're working on some ones right now to sort of start putting in this tour set, you know. So.
Yeah, the first record was certainly wonderful. I certainly liked it a lot. And then the second record was quite different. Did you find anybody that was kind of shocked by the shift that happened between, you know, the Matt Mays record, which was sort of slower, more mellow in parts, and the El Torpedo record, which is straight ahead, full tilt?
Yeah, there's a few people that seemed sort of, you know, a little bit shocked, but a lot of people heard the band live and sort of knew what it was all about, heard the live show, and sort of, because our record is... It's like exactly like our live show, you know.
Yeah.
So it's sort of people sort of who see us play a lot, kind of I think maybe expected it, you know.
Yeah. You sound a little hoarse. Are you okay, Matt?
Yeah. We got some real funny guys in the band and crew, so I'm laughing my ass off every night when I always lose my voice. We gotta get a less funny bunch of guys.
You gotta that laughter is not necessarily the best medicine after all, maybe.
No, not for singing.
Whereabouts are you? Is this, you're in Ontario today, right?
Yeah, we're in Kitchener-Waterloo right now, yeah.
Now, is this all part of the same headlining tour?
Yeah, with the Novaks. Yeah, we're going coast to coast, you know, playing everywhere.
And this is the first time where your name has sort of been at the very top of the bill. How does that sort of feel? Is that different for you? Or?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have to do that and to see some good crowds. We've been really lucky with some great crowds so far. It's definitely rewarding to see, I gotta say.
Well, and I'm sure hoping that now that you're the headliner, you get to play more than six or seven songs. The last couple of times you've been here, you've only played, I think, six or seven songs, opening for Blue Rodeo, and then at the Pyramid as part of Juno Fest.
Yeah,
but
no, indeed, we were playing usually around 75 minutes every night, 12 to 14 songs, so it's like a full on sort of thing, you know.
And obviously, you play most of the new record, but you still throw in some of the old stuff, some new stuff as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, old and new, and you know, you name it. Depends on how we're feeling.
I'm very pleased to see that you're getting some play on the normal radio these days. I mean, I like to remember the days when we were the only ones playing you, and we felt good about that. But we're okay with sharing you with the commercial radio folks. Is it?
Well, we're just trying to bring good radio back, you know.
Well, yeah, and believe me, we appreciate that. But has it been sort of surprising that this one has caught on well with the radio, or was that sort of an intent, a hope with this record?
No, I mean, we're thinking we might try it on radio and see how it goes, and it sort of went, you know, like it was really kind of surprising. Cocaine Cowgirl really sort of took off fast and surprised us all, you know, and really helped us out. So.
Yeah, and the next single is On the Hood, which has always been sort of my favorite song on the record. Were you listening to a lot of Tom Petty when you wrote that song?
I'm always listening to a lot of Tom Petty. So.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing about Tom Petty.
You mentioned playing over in the UK. I know that when you were with the Guthries, you had a lot of good experiences over in the UK. Was this sort of the same sort of thing? Did you go over well there? And were they as kind to you this time as they were back
then?
Yeah,
it was a different kind of vibe. Because with the Guthries, we had a record out there, and we had some press. And so it was a little bit different. Whereas this time, we're just sort of starting from scratch. We went over twice over the last, you know, 6 months, and it was great. Like everybody, the crowds are just really good, and we were new. You know, nobody knew who we were,
yeah.
So it's kind of strange. But we're sort of gradually getting a bit of fan base over there, I guess. So
it was still mostly smaller shows over there and clubs and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we did some bigger. We were with this band called Hazy Dixie.
Yeah.
We basically just played all these bigger places with them. Got to play for a lot more people than usual.
That must have been fun.
Yeah.
Have you been down south to the States much with this record yet?
Yeah. We've been, a few shows in New York and Buffalo and Boston. And we've been in Austin. I've played some shows in the Midwest. And gradually working down there.
Yeah.
So, same kind of deal, you know.
It's a huge country, and Canadians are always having a hard go of trying to crack down there. Is it really important to you that you do that? And how's that coming along?
It's super important. You know, we really want to get we just want to play everywhere. You know, like we're working out some deals in Germany right now, which is really great. They're the first country to really sort of really dig us big time, and you know, want to help out and get things going. So that's good. The UK and the States are the next sort of things, and once we get that, we'll start working on everywhere else. You know, we really want to sort of stretch out to more than just one country. You know,
you got to work in a trip to Australia. I hear Canadian music goes over pretty well in Australia.
I know. I definitely would love to play in Australia.
Put a bug in somebody's ear on that, will you?
Yeah, exactly.
And then if you need another roadie, I can come along with you. I don't mind.
No deal.
So you said that this new solo record, you don't plan to put it out anytime soon. Is there?
Well, no, I'm gonna. I'm definitely gonna release it. You know.
Yeah.
But just when, I'm not sure. I want to do a really good job mixing it. Like I want to. I recorded it in a small studio where I actually recorded my first one, and so basically just gonna do a pretty heavy duty mix job. I really want to make it. I got some. Sort of one of those records that I think a lot's going to be in the mix. I'm going to sort of mess around with some stuff. And so I'm definitely going to take some time on it. It's more of an art project right now, you know.
So this one you're doing on your own? I know with the last record you had Don Smith helping you out, which is certainly, you know, he's no small potatoes. It must have been nice to have a big, sort of a big name producer along board. But so why go back to doing it yourself this time? Is that just because it's a different kind of a record? Or?
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, I really like producing my own music. I feel comfortable in the studio, and I just really enjoy it, mainly, you know, not having to. I mean, I loved working with Don. I mean, that was great. I learned so much from him, and it was a good thing to do for the band, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as the record goes like this, you know, I like trying to get my own sounds, and I like sort of being in control. You know, I'm a bit of a control freak, so it's nice to just sort of be the boss and just do what I want when I want, and I kind of like that vibe. And I got like a great bunch of guys a couple of guys in the mole at the studio where I record who are super great at getting sounds, and we just work well together. And Tim, who plays drums in El Torpedo, he's helping me produce it as well too. We're both sort of he's just full of great ideas, you know. He's a really good arranger, so he helps. He always comes up with these really cool arrangement ideas and a lot of great percussion parts, stuff like that. So between all of us, we usually can get a pretty cool sounding record.
That's good. And does that, as you work more with the El Torpedo guys, and you say they have a bunch of good ideas, does it become more of a band record maybe the next time, and less of Matt Mays and a backing band?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we are. It's just more of a band vibe, you know. Like this last record was just, you know, I bring the songs to the table and we just sort of jam them out, you know.
Yeah. But they help you shape and refine the songs a lot?
Yeah. We usually just arrange them together, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I know it's you got a lot to do, Matt. So we won't keep you too long. We're gonna go out with one more from the record. I would like to play On the Hood. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, fine.
I mean, it's my show, so I don't really need your permission. But it's nice to have it anyway. Anything else you want to tell us, Matt? That's going on, or that we should know, that we should worry about?
There's not a whole lot more than what we talked about. Really, my life is pretty repetitive these days, and just touring and recording, that's all I'm really doing.
Well, I sure do appreciate you spending some time with us.
Anytime.
We'll play On the Hood. If you could hang on for a sec, Matt.
Sure.